You're listening to the Closing Market Report for the 29th day of September. It is a Monday afternoon. We're joined now by Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, to take up, some green on the screen in Chicago. That's been an unusual event and occurrence over the last month and a half or so. What prompted corn and soybeans to move higher today?
Well, it felt like lemon up, even though it wasn't quite that much. But yeah, nice to see a positive close, especially after a big harvest weekend, per se. But several things. Just a lack of selling overall kind of failed to confine the month-end, end-of-the-quarter liquidation, per se, profit-taking, in a sense. They've made some huge profits being short here. For quite some time. When you look at the big picture here, beans have dropped, you know, over $3.75. Corn's dropped $1.95 off those spring highs. So the market's been incredibly oversold. And we saw a situation where the funds were big buyers. And also, too, we had a little bit of weather coming at us here on Wednesday, Thursday.
So when you look at those numbers and you think about them for just a bit and put them into context with potential grain stocks reports and the numbers that might be released from the United States Department of Agriculture tomorrow, that's at 11 a.m. Central Time, by the way, and you can find those numbers on our website at willag.org right about that time. What does it tell you about the feeling of the funds? Are they of the mind that this grain stocks report might show them something that would be at least friendly to the marketplace for both corn and soybeans?
Well, when you look over the years, we've had situations where the new crop came in early and was able to go into the pipeline, satisfy some old crop demand. And so this is my idea is that, with the late harvest getting started compared to previous years, and that the basis was so extremely strong until just, 2 weeks ago that maybe this grain stocks number might be at the lower end of expectations. So we'll kind of see how the cards fall. It's kind of old news. The bulls are hoping that number will be smaller, so we'll sort of have a little less supplies going into this 14 crop to give reason, for a little bit of recovery. So we'll see the numbers at 11 o'clock tomorrow and sort of digest them, and I hope everybody's tuned into your technology. There you have your fingertips, because you do an excellent job getting those numbers out fairly quickly.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that. Dave and I both work really hard. Dave puts them up on the website. I happen to have them up on the website at the same time, so you can just go to willag.org and, within as long as I have access to the numbers, within 30 or 40 seconds, maybe even quicker than that, you'll see them either on my Twitter feed at Commodity Week. Your Twitter feed, by the way, is ckimmel3, correct?
Correct.
At ckimmel3. And those actually both will end up on our website at willag.org. So you don't even have to follow Twitter. You can just see what the Twitter feed looks like and try to put some of those numbers up and what the grain stocks figures look like as you're out in the field. You can pull them up on your smartphone because our website just pairs down so that it looks really good right there on your smartphone. It's all at willag.org. Okay, enough advertisement for the day. Let's talk more about the marketplace. Producers are going to be in the field at least over the next couple of days, really hard and heavy. They were in the field, I think, not as much as I thought, at least in the central Illinois area. I was back on the farm near Elkhart, Springfield, Lincoln area over the weekend, and drove around with Dad quite a bit, and I was surprised by the lack of combines in the field, but I'm pretty sure that there was quite a bit of harvesting going on. What did you hear about it over the weekend?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of activity, kind of isolated, spotty for the most part. Guys were out doing something somewhere. It's just going to take a little time to get the crop out. The moisture levels are coming down. Yields are surprisingly good where they didn't have white mold or too much water. Those areas are going to struggle. But the biggest bounty being had is southern Illinois, I believe, on a percentage-wise. Ground that normally produces, 120 bushels acres coming in over 200 bushels. And some of these bean fields between here and there are pumping out some 90 bushel yields. It's not like that everywhere by all means, but there's some pleasant surprises out there. And as long as these yields continue to come in at the upper end of expectations, it's probably going to suggest that we're in the mindset that production, we're producing more than what we're going to be using for this crop year. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. It seems, though, that guys are taking advantage and selling a little across the scale if it pencils out. Others are looking for storage and going to ride the storm out into this winter time.
If they ride the storm out, what kind of help can you give them?
All kinds of good help. It depends on your own situation, but for the most part, you could even in some areas actually sell the December futures and plan on delivering it. I mean, if you're close to delivery point and there's basis 40, 50 cents wide, just do what the commercials are going to do. They're going to buy the cash grain as cheap as they can. They're going to hedge the board and sell it and set on it, wait for basis to narrow, or else deliver it, and I know it's a little cost, a little bit art to it, but that's going to happen this year. Also, too, you can move it and replace it. And thirdly, we're looking at what commodity might have the most downside here this winter, next spring, and we kind of view the bean market. You can place some hedges out there in the 2015 beans to sort of protect your crop, too. So there's all kinds of different strategies. I believe the name of the game is trying to take a little out of the middle. The big move's done. Well, when you look at the charts, we're getting down to some historic lows. It might be more of a sideways congestion type of trade. So there's quite a few things to look at.
Hey, Kurt, get out there this afternoon. It's a beautiful day. See if you can find somebody to ride along with on the combine.
Might have to take the long way home.
All right, there you go. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us on this beautiful Monday afternoon to take a look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural markets.